This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Road closures continue on the northeastern plains due to multiple crashes and winter weather conditions. I-76 eastbound has reclosed from Brush to the state border, and multiple state highways are also closed heading towards Nebraska. The largest annual meeting about the state of the Colorado River wraps up today in Las Vegas. Andy Mueller is the general manager of the Colorado River Water District based in Glenwood Springs. He was one of many experts and water users who led discussions on how to better manage the river, which is drying up.
Water is our future. Without water, any community represented here doesn't have a future. And so what we have to do is actually work together to make sure that every community has a future.
However, no concrete plan was put forward on how exactly to do that. In response to a rise in gun thefts from homes and vehicles, Denver police are giving away free gun locks this weekend at various Denver parks and rec centers across the city. Police will also provide tips on how to store guns safely. Arapahoe Basin Ski Area has opened a new express lift designed to prevent long lift lines. Catherine Fuller with A-Basin says the Lenaway lift can carry six people from mid-mountain to the summit in 4 minutes.
So we're actually hoping that this is going to really mostly get rid of the lines there. And so this is actually to help spread people out, move people up the mountain faster, and make the crowds less of an issue.
A-Basin has also limited the number of passes it sells to curb overcrowding. Right now in Denver, it's 32 degrees. This is CPR News.